One, it creates conflict between the national party and the state party when there was an opportunity for negotiations and to settle this. For voters, it creates uncertainty that we can vote, but that doesn't mean we get delegates, and we're not going to know whether we get delegates until August of 2008, thanks to this decision. And third, it creates disunity. There was no state executive committee meeting reaffirming the 29th vote. There was just an assumption, a presumption, that that was occurring without having given us an opportunity to discuss alternatives and to share ideas. So for three reasons, it was bad. It creates conflict, it creates uncertainty, and it brings disunity.
There were different scenarios that had been bandied about in terms of an alternative, as you mentioned here. I know one of them you told us a few weeks ago was a caucus situation. In your opinion, was that the way to go, or were there other ideas out there that you would have liked to have seen examined more closely?
Well, the congressional district caucuses is one solution to this problem. Another would have been, quite frankly, is to do a mail vote ballot, where you would send the mail out 4 weeks before February 5th. The presidential candidates would be able to come into town and campaign all throughout the state of Florida. Their TV advertisements would be running for both the primaries. The ballots would come in and be counted on February 5th, and we'd probably have exactly the same result, and we'd have a full delegation. And more importantly, if you're really trying to get people out to vote in the municipal elections or in the property tax referendum, you could have used a mail out to remind people to vote, and you could have also delivered a very specific message of what the position of the Florida Democratic Party is to its 4.2 million voters. We're not doing that.
Right, right. Now, last week, I believe last Friday, actually, Senator Bill Nelson and Congressman Elsie Hastings indicated, we haven't heard anything today, that indicate they may pursue legal action, again, if the sanctions continue to hold, which they probably will in terms of Florida losing its delegates. You just mentioned earlier disunity. That seems like that would not be the way to really bring this party together, to have a lawsuit by this Florida senior Democrat against the national party.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It creates conflict. It maintains uncertainty, and it brings disunity to the party, all three things which are not good for us. However, if we are going to argue that Democrats should vote on the 29th, and that reason why we want to do the 29th instead of a vote by mail, which would include everybody, or caucus, is because people overseas or out of county or out of state can't vote, then you should also do the direct election of delegates on the 29th, too. Otherwise, it's just a beauty contest, non-binding. So people from Tampa or for St. Petersburg who want to be delegates for the different candidates' names would also appear on the ballot, and people would vote just like we did in 1984 in Florida and just like they do in New York State.
Is that right? So you would have all the various candidates for delegates on the ballot. People would go vote for that?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, otherwise, you're saying, you know, it's a voter rights issue, but what happens is, all that happens in this primary is you allocate the delegates. Specific names are not inserted into those delegate slot positions until March 1st under the plan adopted by the Florida Democratic Party, the non-compliant plan. And that means in each congressional district there will be one caucus site that's open for only 2 hours that you'll get an opportunity to vote on, and its average turnout is like 500 people at the very, very most. If you want 1 million Democrats to have an opportunity to participate and to vote in a primary process, let them elect the delegates directly, too. But see, you don't get to share these ideas under Chair Thurman in a group. She just decided that we're going to make an announcement without any input from the State Executive Committee as a collective body. And that's what brings disunity to the party, not being asked for your opinion and having an opportunity to hear the opinions of others in a collegial body making a decision.
Do you think that this will hurt the party in November if things go the way they're planning to go as we speak right now?
I think the announcement that was made by the people who got us in this mess in the first place is only going to continue the conflict, is only going to promote uncertainty among the Democratic voters about whether delegates will be allocated or not, and it's going to bring disunity to the party. What's going to be even more embarrassing to the party is that if this contest between presidential candidates is not over with in February, They basically have disenfranchised every Democratic voter from participating in a meaningful way in the selection of our Democratic nominee for president and vice president.